People of European descent make up a majority of the U.S. population, but the number of non-whites is rising rapidly, particularly in the nation's largest cities. There, the number of Hispanics, African Americans, and Asians now equals or exceeds the European American population. So, some people are asking, why continue to use the term minority? The question is being debated in several places around the country, including Boston, as we hear in this report from Philip Martin.
In December, as the president was trumpeting national unity in the war against terrorism, Boston City Council passed a resolution that has helped refocus attention on the often divisive issue of race. Council members voted unanimously to delete the term minority from official documents. The sponsor of the resolution, Councilor Charles Yancey, who is African American, says the term is insulting and stigmatizes people like himself.
I do believe that to continue to label people as minorities establishes almost a caste-like system in the United States where certain people will be permanently condemned to a status of second-class citizenship.
But that argument failed to sway Boston Mayor Thomas Menino, who later vetoed the resolution, an action that mystifies Councilor Yancey.
The city of Boston is 50.5% people of color, yet by his veto, he seems perfectly content to continue to refer to the majority of the population as the minority. And it begs the question as to why.
It is a question that Mayor Menino declined to answer on tape, but a spokesperson says that the mayor is concerned that dropping the word minority from official documents could undermine programs such as the Office of Minority Business, which depend on that very term to get special funding. That same concern was raised by some in San Diego in March 1999, when that city's deputy mayor, George Stevens, proposed eliminating minority from official records. Last year, he succeeded.
It's already been removed. The word minority is not being used at the present time. Numbers are still being kept as to who falls into category of disadvantaged or low-income people, but people themselves are referred to as being on the report. African-Americans, you have Hispanic in the column second, you have Asians, I believe, third, you have Filipinos fourth, American Indians.
And expunging the term has met with virtually no resistance in San Diego, which population is dominated by non-whites. But elsewhere around the country, some people, including those who still call themselves minorities, are questioning the utility of this campaign.
This, it seems to me, is an example of people who are simply reaching out to be insulted. There are enough real issues that we don't have to go around looking for issues to be insulted about.
Randall Kennedy, a Harvard Law School professor, is the author of a new book titled Nigger, a term arguably far more controversial than the word minority. Kennedy says he understands the power of words, especially as they've been applied historically to African Americans.
Black people have been called boy. Black people have been called girl. Black people have been denied the honor of being called Mr. or Ms. And it's in light of that history that some people are very much on guard when they perceive any sort of disrespect coming their way.
And if people feel disrespected, argues Kennedy, then they ought to complain. But to campaign against the term minority, he says, is, quote, sensitivity run amok.
For all those who talk about minority meaning less than or being somehow insulting, what does one do about all of the minority programs clearly aimed to aid to nurture students in schools all around the country?
At Boston College, at least, they changed the name.
In advance of coming, word is sent out to entering freshmen that there is a new term in the lexicon of Boston College. We don't use the term minority, we use Ohana.
Donald Brown directs the Office of Ohana Student Programs, which focuses on retention and graduation of non-white students. The term Ohana has been in use at the school since 1979. It means African American, Hispanic, Asian, and Native American. The name change was the result of a campaign by Puerto Rican and black students who believed that they were being demeaned by the term minority. Before an administrative committee at the school in 1979, they argued that the term long ago ceased to be a numerical notion and had come to mean less than. Dr. Brown asserts that since the name alteration, retention rates for students of color at BC increased dramatically. And as evidence of his belief, He points to a chart showing the number of students of color graduating from BC climbing steadily since 1979. He says that most students have embraced the Ahana label as strongly as some have rejected being called minorities. Sitting at a Filipino society table, Scott Aguo says for him, the choice of terms is a no-brainer.
I prefer the term Ahana here at Boston College. I see the word minority as a pejorative, and the word Ahana to be more neutral.
But Cindy Ah, a Korean-American from Florida, says the term Ahana took some getting used to.
When I first came to Boston College, I didn't think much of the Ahana acronym. It was just kind of placed upon me without choice. And as I began becoming more involved on campus, I realized that the term is really beneficial. Instead of using the word minority, the acronym Ahana, that's another way of like saying you're Asian, you're Hispanic, you're African American, and you guys are all united.
It's a belief shared by students at other colleges and universities as well. At least 30, including the University of Alaska at Anchorage, Fairfield College in Connecticut, and Boston University, have all adopted the term Ahana in place of minority. Here at Boston City Hall, a sign on a door still reads, "The Office of Minority Business." Counselor Mickey Roach, a former high-ranking policeman focused on racial disorder in Boston, says he will work with Mayor Menino to draft a compromise on the language. And though he is white, he is convinced that the term minority has outlived its usefulness.
The term in and of itself is not highly charged emotionally as other words are. But in a way, I think we've come to a point we just describe people physically as they are, tall, short, color of skin, whatever it is. And that could be one of the ways to go forward.
And if that doesn't work, says Roach, he may join with Councillor Yancey and others in an attempt to override the mayor's veto, an action that requires the votes of 9 of the 13 councillors. But most observers believe only a minority of them will vote to continue debate on this discordant issue. For NPR, I'm Philip Martin in Boston.